Good morning, everyone. My name is Tatanka Bricka, LSB Chair, KPFK. Today, December 12th, 2025, it is now 10:40 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Before we begin, I have a number of housekeeping things, but that will come after introducing Oscar Ulloa, who has asked for 2 minutes of time to address the solution for a Spanish translation that he's come up with. And he's going to explain the use that can enable Spanish translation, give us the basic instructions on how you can activate it in your chat. Thank you so much, Oscar. You're on.
Okay. Good morning to everyone. And it's just kind of part of the process of trying to be inclusive and to determine if there is anyone who might need Spanish translations. And I am, as we speak, I'm kind of figuring out that something that Ms. Myla and me were discussing previously, which is, as I see, since whoever is the owner of the account that we are broadcasting needs to pretty much enable that subtitle in order to be also available for those who need the Spanish translation.
Is enabled and people can do it on their end. Ready to go.
Because as I see it right now, it says the language of subtitles is English, which is appearing as an alternative. Let's see if we move to Spanish. Let's see what happened on my end. Perfect. That's okay. Now I see the Spanish on the screen that I've done myself. So pretty much that was just in case if somebody has an additional request, if they are available, I mean, if they need something additional, he can contact us directly either to Oscar Ulloa or Mr. Rodrigo, and then we also will provide an additional assistance. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. So at the start of the meeting, a few housekeeping things. I want to thank everybody for being here, and I hope you're safe. These are extraordinary times. And I want to ask everyone to have kindness, be respectful, to get our business done, and get this done in a timely fashion so we can get back to our families, loved ones, and communities. Not just the fires, but the ICE deportation action has already started in Bakersfield. Okay. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I want to welcome Susan Young to our meeting. Susan is the chair of Pacifica National Board and has much experience. I've asked her as prerogative of a chair to assist us in meeting management. Thank you so much and welcome, Susan. Okay, so please mute when you're not talking because we are recording this. And let's call the roll. Secretary?
Yes, sir. All right. Rodrigo Argueta. I'll come back to you. Cristina Avalos.
Here.
Cristina Avalos, present. Thank you. Marisol Bielma.
Present.
Marisol Bielma, present. Thank you. Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Tatanka Bricka, present. Thank you. Rachel Brunke.
I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Rachel Brunke, present. Thank you. Manel Sateno.
Present.
Nanelle Steno, present. Thank you. Ace Estwick. I'll come back to you. Ariana Gladney. I'll come back to you momentarily. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan Goodman present. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Present.
Nikki Hahn present. Thank you. Ian Johnston.
Present.
Ian Johnston present. Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Avelia Jones present. Thank you. Chipasha Luchembe.
Mucho gracias presente.
Chipasha Luchembe present. Thank you. Jack Neff.
Present.
Jack Neff present. Thank you. Brenda Martinez. I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Nancy Naparco present. Thank you. Robert Payne. I'll come back to you momentarily. Nancy Perlman.
I'm here and so is Robert Payne. He hadn't unmuted.
I clicked the wrong click.
Understood. I marked you present. Thank you. So Robert Payne and Nancy Perlman present. Myla Reason.
I'm here. Thank you.
Myla Reason present. Thank you. Janine Roan.
Present.
Janine Roan present. Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Oscar Ulloa present. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm present.
Harvey Wasserman present. Thank you. Adam Woolman. I'll come back to you. Carlos Zavala.
Here.
I'll come back to you. Didn't hear any response there. Maggie LePeak. I will now go back to those who do not answer. Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo Argueta absent. Ace Estwick. Ace Estwick absent. Ariana Gladney.
Present.
Ariana Gladney present. Thank you. Brenda Martinez. Brenda Martinez absent. Adam Woolman. Adam Woolman absent. Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Carlos Zavala present. Thank you. And Maggie LePeak. Maggie LePeak absent. And for others who are guests here, Susan Young.
Sorry, here.
Okay. Susan Young present. Thank you. All right, Mr. Chair, we have 20 present and 5 absent.
So we have established quorum, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have any requests for excused absences?
Jan Goodman, I have, I think that unless I missed it, I don't think that you announced the date and time of the meeting.
He did.
He did? Okay. All right. All right. So yes, I moved to excuse Adam Woolman. His house burned down, and I think he's, and I know that he's really crazed at the moment. And I also moved to excuse Ace Estwick, whose best friend's house burned down, and he's trying to assist them.
Okay. Any other excused absences anyone knows of?
Okay,
so.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Myla.
Yes, Myla.
Brenda Martinez sent me a message that she had a family emergency. She was planning to be the timekeeper for this meeting, but she has this family emergency, so she can't attend. So I would like to say, given the fires and the extreme circumstances right now, I'd like to move that we excuse the absences of everybody who is not present. And by the way, in the chat, Rodrigo said that and I see that he's here, but for some reason, and he's not muted, but we're not able to hear Rodrigo. So he's not absent. And at some point, perhaps he can unmute and say something.
Okay.
But the muting's not coming from this end. It's coming from his end.
Ariana's also in the chat.
We got Ariana. Thank you.
Okay.
We heard Ariana.
Okay. Are there any objections to those accepting those that anyone?
I object, Mr. Chair. Point of order. I think request for some excused absences should be sent to the secretary, not conveyed third party.
Are you objecting? May I find out which ones you are objecting to, or are you objecting to all of them?
If your house isn't burning down, I think you should be in the meeting. So I would object to Ace Estwick. I couldn't hear all of the excuses offered. I think they should be submitted to the body in writing.
They have been submitted to the body.
In writing?
Okay. Let's take them one at a time. And if there is, if we have to take a vote on, we will. Anybody object to the excuse of Adam Wollman's house burned down? Hearing no objection, Adam is excused. The next person was Ace Estwick, whose good friend house burned down and really needs him right now, and he's there with that person. Any objection to that?
I object.
One objection. Is there another objection?
There's a second objection.
Okay. I'm going to go back to we want to get a meeting done. I'm going to go back to the suggestion that we simply excuse and Myla, you could state it, due to the fires and everything else, we simply do restate your thing, Myla, and we'll take a vote on it.
I move to excuse all absences from this meeting due to the extraordinary emergency situation with the fires.
Okay, Secretary, will you please take a roll call on that? We've got to get through this to get to the business.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes, will be... to accept the excused absences of everyone at this meeting, and no is to object to that.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
We're just taking
a roll call to get through. Please, don't. I'm not going to recognize anyone until we take the vote. Go ahead, take the vote.
Rodrigo Argueta. Welcome back to you. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Christina Avalos, yes. Votes yes. Correction, my bad. Marisol Bielma.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Pardon me. Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke votes yes. Nanelle Sateno. Welcome back to you. Ariana Gladney. I'll come back to you. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn votes yes. Ian Johnston.
No.
Ian Johnston votes no. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Velia Jones votes yes. Chipasha Lachembe.
Yes.
Chipasha Lachembe votes yes. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. She's absent. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Nancy Naparco votes yes. Robert Payne.
I vote yes to forgive the people who are helping others in this time of disaster.
Robert Payne votes yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman votes yes. Milo Reason.
Yes.
Myla Reason votes yes. Janine Roan.
Yes.
Janine Roan votes yes. Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Harvey Wasserman.
Absolutely yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. We'll come back to the individuals who did not vote. Rodrigo Argueta. No response. Danel Centeno.
Yes.
Danel Centeno votes yes. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney votes yes. And that is all the members present. The vote comes out to 17 yes, 2 absent, correction, 2 no.
Can you hear me?
I did not hear you. I heard you now. That was Rodrigo Argueta, correct?
It appears that Rodrigo keeps muting himself, but that was a Rodrigo that came from his square.
All right. I did not hear the yes or no from him.
He said yes.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta votes yes. Noted. In that case then, Mr. Chair, apologies. We have 18 yes, 2 no, and no non-voting.
Okay, thank you. So the vote carries. All the absences are excused. Now we need Brenda.
Who objected? Please identify who objected.
Who were the names that objected? That I believe was
Tatanka. That was a non-board member who should not be.
Please. This is a board meeting. I'm sorry. When you request the attention of the chair to be recognized, please give your name. And if you're not a board member, please don't try to be a board member. At this point, there is a time and a time certain that we have established at 12:30 to make sure that we hear from everybody who's not a board member. Okay, thank you again to Brenda, who cannot be here. I need a volunteer. I don't know if Nancy or whoever it wants to, who thinks you're intrepid enough to be a timekeeper. you need help here.
I'll do it.
Who's that?
This is Carlos Zavala. I will do it.
Thank you, Carlos. Okay. You know the rules, 90 seconds first time speaking, 60 seconds second time, but only after all of those have spoken. And
I'll try.
And also, there was an appendix put in the agenda about timekeeper giving a 10-second warning and muting if necessary just for a minute. We need to get through this agenda. That's in your agenda, appendix number 4. So thank you so much. We go on to approval of the agenda. So I move for approval of the agenda. Do I hear a second?
Milo seconds.
I oppose. Janine Roan.
So
reject.
We need to read. Do we need to read the agenda?
No.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I believe there are items submitted to the chair that were not included in the agenda.
I asked for a second. Did I hear a second or did I hear a no?
Yes,
I
got a second.
You did get a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Call the question.
So do we hear a motion to approve the agenda and a second? Yes. Is there an objection?
There is an objection, Janine Roan.
Okay. Thank you. Let's take a vote on this.
Is there discussion?
Secretary, can you do the yes and the no?
Are there people answering for you, Tatanka? There's other people speaking.
I know there are other people objecting. I just want
you
to
need,
get
you need to be
through it. Please, and I want to have the secretary please take the role. Yes is you approve the agenda. No, you don't approve the agenda. We have to get to the business at hand. Go ahead.
Rodrigo. Secretary. Yes, sir. I'll take the roll call for the vote now. Rodrigo Argueta. I'll come back to you. Cristina Avalos.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma.
No.
Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
And correction, I made a mistake there. I did not respond if you guys voted yes or no. Christina Avalos voted yes. Marisol Bielma voted no. Rachel Brunke voted yes. My part. Nanelle Sateno.
No.
Nanelle Sateno votes no. Ariana Gladney.
Yes, I guess.
Ariana Gladney votes yes. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
I'm sorry, Lee, can you please, is yes to approve the agenda and no is to not approve?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay, yes. Nikki votes yes.
Nikki Hahn votes yes. Ian Johnston.
No.
Ian Johnston votes no. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Chipasha Lachembe.
Yes.
Chipasha Lachembe votes yes. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. Brenda Martinez. Correction, my bad. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Nancy Naparco votes yes. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne votes yes to approve the agenda.
Robert Payne votes yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman votes yes. Milo Reason.
I vote yes, and I just admitted Adam Wolman to the Zoom.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
Milo Reason votes yes. Janine Rohn.
No.
Janine Rohn votes no. Oscar Ulloa.
Vote no.
Oscar Ulloa votes no. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes, and Adam, our hearts are with you.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Adam Woman. No response. I'll come back to you in a minute. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. I will come back to the individual who did not vote. Rodrigo Argueta. If you're saying anything, Rodrigo, I'm not hearing you. I'll put you down as non-voting for now. And Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter?
What was the question?
Would you like to take a vote on this matter?
Yes, tally it up. Oh, no, just tally it up.
Understood. We have 13 yeses and 6 noes and 1 non-voting.
Okay.
And so Mr. Chair, can I be recognized?
Correction. Belay my last. I made a mistake there. Adam Woolman.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I would vote yes. And thank you, Harvey, for the sympathy and everyone.
Adam Woolman votes yes. I'm extremely sorry about that mistake.
No worries.
Mr. Chair, we are now reading 14 yeses, 6 noes, and...
So, please, I have not recognized anybody. I don't know who's speaking, but please, please do not interrupt the process. Go ahead. Give me the totals, please.
14 yeses, 6 noes, and 1 non-voting.
Okay, great. So it passes. Land back acknowledgement.
Chair, Avelia, may I be recognized?
Excuse me, Matt. Rodrigo voted no. He said so in the chat. His vote was not counted.
Okay. Duly noted. Rodrigo Argueta voted no. You get that, Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
Not yet, Janine. We're trying to get through here. There will be time. Go ahead. Land back acknowledgement. Avelia.
This is the land back acknowledgement. It is a relationship with Mother Earth that's symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move toward liberation.
Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot. Avelia, hold it.
Sure.
The next was the approval of the minutes.
Okay.
So I'll come right back to you, Avelia. Is there a motion I make a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
I second.
Okay. All right. The minutes were sent out to everybody. Anybody opposed to the approval of the minutes? Thank you. The minutes have been approved. Land back acknowledgement. Go ahead, Avilia. Sorry about that. Can you hear me, Avilia?
I'm sorry. It's bringing our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed people. It is a future where Black reparations and Indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land. Because we are the land, we are land back. Thank you.
Thank you, Avilia. Pacifica Foundation mission statement. Nancy DeParco, would you please read that?
To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject to the, in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. To gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same media, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Next item on the agenda is appeal for funds. I'm going to make this at the end of the show, but please be as generous as possible, and the chair welcomes any and all help with fundraising. I want to say assist fundraising for fire and ICE victims. What goes around comes around. Please contact me personally if you have fundraising ideas and programming ideas. Our IGM, our interim IGM, needs all the help she can get with programming and fundraising. Thank you, and thank you, Maggie LaPique. Okay, most important, we have three times certain things on this program. The first is at 11:30 to adjourn for delegate assembly. The second is time certain at 12:30 to 1 for public comment. And the third is time certain 1:30 for adjournment of the meeting. So let's go on to ratification of KPFK LSB officer election results. I will read the motion. This is standard every time we have an election. The motion reads, motion to ratify election results reported by Chair of Tellers Terry Goodman via email sent December 14th, 2024, 6:22 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Summary. KPFK LSB Chair Tatanka Bricka elected first round. KPFK LSB Vice Chair Nikki Hahn elected first round. KPFK LSB Secretary Lee Thorpe elected first round. KPFK LSB Treasurer Christina Avalos elected first round. So there's a motion on the floor to ratify the election. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Are there objections?
Was that Harvey Wasserman who seconded?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you for identifying yourself, Harvey. Okay, hearing no objections, it carries. The next thing is adjourn for delegate assembly. Wonderful. We're a little bit ahead of time, even though we started a little bit late. So we're adjourning for delegate assembly.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to be recognized, excuse me.
Who's speaking?
This is Jack Neff.
Okay, Jack, speak.
I propose we vote on a motion to suspend the temporary rule that candidates for delegate to the PNB be nominated by December 31st. Motion that voice nominations for delegates to the PNB be allowed during this LSB meeting, or for a new rule which grants an extension of time to nominate delegates to the PNB under Article 4, Section 5 of the Pacifica Bylaws.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take this to...
Second.
Pardon me?
I seconded. This is Ian. I seconded.
I hear that. So we're going to take a vote on that. To make it clear, the vote for
Jan Goodman.
The vote is to accept the motion to ratify the election results or not to accept it, and to accept the alternative that Jack Neff stated.
That's Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I think you misheard. We already passed the ratification. Jack had a motion about the election of delegates, not about the
election. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. I think that comes under maybe delegate assembly. Okay. So we are in the delegate assembly. Okay. So that's fine.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
Hold on just a second, Janine. You'll be the next one to be recognized. So I'm going to respond to Jack. I disagree with your motion. You are very firm about this. So you're challenging the rule of the chair?
Mr. Chair, in the press of business, at the close of 2024,
who is speaking?
This is Jack, Neff.
Go ahead, Jack.
Request to be recognized. Yeah, the motion is made because, one, there was a press of business and a significant number of LSB members did not have time to vet or submit candidates, for the PNB, delegates, for the PNB. And also that, this, board, has in the past allowed, voice nominations at the LSB subsequent to the nomination cutoff. Also under the Pacifica bylaws, the nomination cutoff is June 30th, but we're operating under a special rule that takes us to December 31st. So I think in light of all the circumstance, an exception and either an extension to nominate delegates to the PNB or accepting voice nominations to the PNB at this meeting be allowed. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
It's Susan.
I wanted to offer a recommendation about the agenda. May I do that?
Go ahead, Susan.
Thank you.
I was about to take a vote, but go ahead.
Sure, no. I believe this is a matter that should be taken up in the delegate assembly. That's where it is appropriately addressed. That's where that motion is, should be addressed. At the moment, you have gotten ahead of yourself on the agenda, which is fabulous. You have a time certain for the delegate assembly, which does not require you to make a motion to adjourn out of the LSV. You're ahead of time. I suggest that a motion to adjourn out of the local station board meeting and go into the delegate assembly now would be in order.
Oh,
perhaps somebody could make that motion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is the
Chair,
protocol.
May I be recognized? There's an item that hasn't been addressed before.
Susan asked, is there a second to that motion?
I make the motion.
I move to amend.
Oh, for God's
sake. Susan, state the motion again. Somebody didn't hear it, and then we'll ask for a second. Go ahead.
Well, right, okay. The motion is to adjourn out of the local station board meeting and into the delegate assembly as of now, which I believe is 11:16 your time.
That's great. Okay.
I think Jan made that motion. Someone needs to second it, and then I'm going to be quiet.
Well, I'm
okay. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay, let's take a vote on
the motion.
Can
I be recognized? I'm moving to amend the motion. Before, on the agenda, just if I can explain, on the agenda, we talk about OPA vote.
On the protocol, pardon me, I'm going to let you in a second. On the protocol, if somebody wants to amend it, do we allow that or do we vote on this first?
Pardon me, I'm asking for a clarification.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The issues brought up by both Jack Neff and Jeanine Roan get dealt with in the delegate assembly.
We haven't gotten there yet.
The LSB meeting. Get into the delegate assembly.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I got this right. We're going to go through this, but the protocol is we have to officially leave the meeting and then reopen the delegate meeting, and we'll take it up there. We're not in the delegate meeting yet.
I'm sorry, but it's not listed in the delegate meeting. It's listed in the LSB agenda before the delegate meeting. There is an appendix number 4 that says about conducting meetings via electronic OPA vote. And that would be something that we address before we go into delegate assembly.
No, I don't believe so. I don't think so.
Well, it's on the agenda before it. So that's why.
I understand. So let's take a vote on whether we adjourn and reopen. Let's see. Let's look at this. We're adjourning for the delegate assembly. We got in there early, I hope. And then we're going to reopen as the delegate assembly. That's where we are on the agenda, on the approved agenda. So let's take a vote on this. If there is objection to Susan's motion that we simply adjourn and reopen in the delegate assembly.
Point of information, Chair.
May I be recognized, Mr. Rodrigo?
Who is speaking on the point of information?
This is Jeanine. I'm unclear then because it's at the bottom of the very first page of the agenda.
I understand that.
Where are we? Are we on the second page or where are we?
We are on number 3, adjourn for delegate assembly. We're just trying to get out of the first part of the meeting.
May I be recognized, Chair? This is Rodrigo. I just want to add.
I'm going to take a vote on this now. I think it's really clear where we are. It's on the screen right now.
Mr. Chair, Rodrigo is asking to be recognized.
Please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Rodrigo. Go ahead.
I just have a question. It's up, Ms. Susan. It's a part of the local station board.
Pardon me?
It's Ms. Susan, part of the local station board of KPFK, of the radio?
You are a part of the local station board and radio. Yes.
Rodrigo is asking if Susan is part of the local station board.
No, Susan is not part of this local station board, and she's not a voting member. I asked Susan to join us.
I mean, my question is, are you aware that somebody who is not part of the local station board is not able and is not in the capacity of making any motion?
Oh, okay. I will make that a motion. I thank you, Rodrigo. That is really good. She make that motion. I will make that motion. I take her judgment on this. That's why I asked her in this meeting. This is a protocol question. This is a protocol question. So we are going to, thank you. I will state that motion that the protocol is that we adjourn from the meeting of the LSP. We come back together, we adjourn the delegate assembly and then we come back, we adjourn from this meeting, then go into the delegate assembly. So we're simply ending a first part of a meeting, going into the second part of the meeting. And we're going in, and it's 11:21. We're getting close to our time certain, but I think we'll make it. So I think there is objection to that. So let's take a vote. Secretary, please take the vote. Can we please adjourn and go to the delegate assembly?
Yes, sir. To vote yes.
Mr. Chair,
do not interrupt the secretary when he is calling the roll call, please.
My motion was.
All right. To vote yes means to adjourn to the delegate assembly. To vote no means to stay in the LSB meeting. Rodrigo Argueta.
I pass.
Understood. Cristina Avalos.
Yes, to end the meeting.
Cristina Avalos votes yes. Marisol Bielma.
I'll pass. Please return to me.
Understood. Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke votes yes. Nanelle Sateno.
Please return to me, please.
Understood. Ariana Gladney.
You can return to me.
Understood. Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman votes yes to go to the delegate assembly now so that we can take up the questions that have been brought up.
Jan Goodman votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn votes yes. Ian Johnston.
I was trying to make a privilege point of clarification. About
it is a yes or no question, sir.
Miley keeps muting me, but I will say that I
please, you are not recognized by the chair. We're in the middle of a vote, sir. Thank you, or ma'am.
I had a point of clarification prior to the vote being begun, and I was muted by Miley.
Sir, it is a yes or no question. Please respond with a yes or no. Thank you.
No. No.
Ian Johnson votes no. Avelia Jones.
Votes yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe votes yes. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. Nancy Naparko.
Yes.
Nancy Naparko votes yes. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne votes yes.
Robert Payne votes yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman votes yes. Myla Reason.
Myla Reason votes yes.
Myla Reason votes yes. Janine Roan.
Janine votes no.
Janine Roan votes no. Oscar Ulloa.
I vote yes.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman votes yes. Carlos Zavala.
Yeah.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. I will come back to those who did not vote. Rodrigo Argueta.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta abstains. Marisol Bielma.
No.
Marisol Bielma votes no. Nanelle Sateno.
Voto que no.
Repeat that.
No.
Understood. Nanelle Sateno votes no. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney votes no. Mr. Chair, the results are as follows. 14 yeses.
I'm gonna change my vote to no, please. Is it Rodrigo? Sorry about that.
Understood. Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Mr. Chair, the results are as follows. 14 yeses, 7 no, 0 abstain, 0 non-voting. Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. So we can go to the delegate assembly. Thank you very much. I convene convening the delegates assembly. We need to call roll again in this, so please call the roll of who's present. That's the protocol. Go ahead, Secretary. Call the roll of the LSB members present.
LSB delegates. Understood, Mr. Chair. Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Present. Cristina Avalos.
Here.
Cristina Avalos, present. Marisol Bielma.
Present.
Marisol Bielma, present. Rachel Brunke.
Here.
Rachel Brunke, present. Nanel Sateno.
Presente.
Nanel Sateno, present. Ace Estwick. Correction. My bad, he's absent. Ariana Gladney.
Present.
Ariana Gladney, present. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Jan Goodman, present. Nikki Hahn.
Present.
Nikki Hahn, present. Ian Johnston.
Present.
Ian Johnston, present. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Avelia Jones, present. Dipasha Luchembe.
Present.
Dipasha Luchembe, present. Jack Neff.
Here.
Jack Neff is present. Brendan Martinez. Go back. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Nancy Naparco, present. Robert Payne. I'll come back to you.
Wait, present.
Got you. Robert Payne, present. Nancy Perlman.
Present.
Nancy Perlman, present. Milo Reason.
I'm here.
Milo Reason, present. Janine Roan.
Janine Roan, present.
Janine Roan, present. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Oscar Ulloa, present. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Harvey Wasserman, present. Adam Woman.
Present.
Adam Woman, present. Carlos Zavala.
Present.
Carlos Zavala, present. And Tatanka Bricka.
Present.
Tatanka Bricka, present. Ace Estwick is absent, and Brenda Martina is absent. All right. We have 22 present and 2 absent, which were the prior excused.
Okay.
Jan Goodman, may I make a motion to excuse the absences of the 2 absent people?
Who's speaking?
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Motion to excuse the 2 absences for this. Is there any objection?
I second that motion, Tatanka.
I'm sorry.
This is Myla Reason. I second the request for excused absence.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Okay. Lacking objection, that passes. Now we're on appendix number 2, resolution to use OPA vote. I'm going to read that. Appendix number 2. Is that up here on the... Okay. So... Motion for KPFK director elections using OPA vote. Boy, can you make that a little larger or not? Okay. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 2. You know what? Let me see. I think I printed that out. It's a bit hard for me to read. This is Appendix 2, right?
Correct.
Thank you for everybody waiting. Appendix number 2. Okay, I've got it. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation bylaws in Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 2, term and 3, nomination and election station representative directors, specifies that delegates who have served at least 1 year as a delegate at KPFK who were nominated in writing by another delegate to the LSB secretary by midnight December 31st, 2024, and who have not already served 5 consecutive years are eligible candidates. And whereas the bylaws further establish that the delegates shall meet annually in early January to elect four directors to the PNB, with delegates of both classes voting together, shall elect three listener-sponsored directors using the single transferable voting method, and shall elect one staff director using the instant runoff voting method, with said elected directors to be seated at a meeting of the 2025 Pacifica National Board in late January. And whereas the bylaws requirement for candidates to have been nominated in advance of the balloting can only be interpreted as disallowing write-in candidates, and whereas Pacifica's parliamentary authority specifies that a ballot may be taken by electronic means, allowing delegates to indicate their choices without revealing how they voted, that's Roberts 12th edition 45:18. Be it resolved that the election of PNB directors from KPFK shall be conducted by the LSB secretary using OPA vote to secret ballots. Okay. So, I want to have
I'd like to move there.
I hear a motion. Like to move what?
Request to be recognized, Mr. Chair.
Chair, Ian spoke before Myla. If you could recognize him before Myla. Thank you.
Thank you, because I can't hear and see this. Okay, Ian, you are recognized by the chair. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a substitute motion that we conduct this election the same way we conducted the officers' elections, using Terry Goodman and email. The reason I move this is because in the past, notification has been given to the board of the deadline for submitting nominations. And in this case, it does not appear that any notification was given to people. There are many new members to the board who may have wished to make notifications. And therefore, it seems not fair, certainly, and politically motivated to make the hard cutoff for extending nominations when in the past we've allowed for voice nominations. Thank you.
I second that motion, Chair. And also I would like to add that it's required per Robert's rules for every meeting is supposed to announce any special orders, which are things that are required for in a time, a timetable for the organization. And the nomination should have been mentioned to the delegates. To the members at the December meeting. So because it wasn't, in fact, the protocol has been that there's actually nominations at the December meeting. So without informing us, assuming that we were going to know that the nominations were due by the 31st, I do think that we should have the nominations from the floor and also be able to write in candidates. And I know that Terry Goodman is available to conduct this election. Thank you.
Jan,
I recognize Susan Young has had her hand up. I'm calling her as prerogative of the chair. Go ahead, Susan.
Thank you. Yes, it's not clear to me that the original motion that you read has been moved and seconded, and therefore motions to amend are not in order until that is done. And then the motions to amend can be voted on, but the original motion needs to be moved and seconded. Has that happened yet?
Thank you. It has not happened yet. So we will go to that. Thank you. I'm still learning. So Secretary, please call the vote on this.
You just need to move and second. So is there someone who moves it? Is there someone who seconds it? And then the motions to amend are in order.
Okay. I seconded Ian's motion.
No.
Yes, I understand the protocol is dealing with the very first one. So go ahead.
Jan Goodman, I would like to make the motion and also note that the requirement of the nomination being in writing to the secretary is part of our bylaws, and that however good intentioned it might be to do something else, the bylaws require that
you're motivating, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. But I would like to make the motion.
But then someone else. Ian's motion.
Is there a second?
When
Moderator seconds the motion.
Okay. Secretary, will you please take the vote on the motion?
Can there be discussion, please?
Please restate the motion.
Please restate the motion. The person who made the motion, please restate the motion.
I'd like to meet Janice.
Mr. Chair, I'd like you to take
the I want to have the person who made the motion, please restate what the motion is. I believe it's to accept. Yes. Go ahead.
Chair, point of order. Susan Young just said that we weren't allowed to move to amend until it got seconded. And now you're ready to take the vote. This is what happened on the earlier vote. If that's what we're going with, then you need to allow us to move to amend during that time.
Mr. Chair, this is Ian. Can I be recognized, please?
No, I'm going to look. I've researched this and I've researched the reason why we're using the OPA vote, which we haven't even discussed, which is very sound and has been used by the LSB in Houston right now.
Mr. Chair, so
I'm going to state as chair that I don't find that I find that this I want to take a vote on this because I don't want to have the meeting go as it's gone for virtually the whole time I've been chair here. So
point of order, Mr. Chair, I have a substitute motion ready for the floor.
But the substitute motion.
No, talk.
Go ahead. You have a substitute motion.
I ask that you accept it. No pro tunc.
And I believe in Roberts, you vote the present motion up or down, and then when that goes up and down, you vote on the substitute motion.
No, you're wrong, Tatanka. Let Susan explain it.
Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, Tatanka, the clarification that I was trying to make and of which Janine has noted, the original motion that you read, it's not clear that it actually got moved and seconded. Yeah, Milo was right. Jan was not supposed to motivate. Just move it and second it.
Yeah.
So Jan moved it. Has somebody seconded it?
Yes, Mila seconded it.
Mila did. Okay, now the motions to amend or substitute are in order, and they will be voted on before you come back to the main motion. If they succeed, then you vote on the amended motion.
Okay, thanks. Hey,
okay, then
hey
you
team,
vote on
I'm learning.
Original.
So
okay?
Thank you,
Got
Susan.
It.
That's why we have her here.
Chair, can we define when there is discussion as well?
She was walking to the market. I don't know her name.
Okay. So my understanding is that the alternate, the substitute motion is what is on the table now. Is that what you were saying, Susan?
Yes, I am. The original motion was moved and seconded. That's great. Then the substitute motion was moved and seconded. The substitute motion is up for discussion now.
Okay, great. Okay. So, Janine, you expressed very well and open for discussion. One way we do this is we might have you say something, somebody else give another point of view, another person say something pro, another person say something, and then we'll take a vote on it. So,
can I have Ian restate? I think he hasn't stated his substitute motion, so if we could start with that.
Oh, okay. Ian, why don't you state the substitute motion?
Yes. The
and then we'll hear somebody give another point of view, and then we'll come back for a second pro-substitute motion and an anti-substitute motion, and then we'll take a vote. Okay, go ahead, Ian.
The motion is that whereas Janine mentioned, the requirement in Robert's rules is that when there is a time sensitive special order in place, it has to be announced to the body. And in this case, there was no announcement made that there was a cutoff at December 31st for nominations. It has been my experience in the past that we have allowed nominations from the floor. We conducted the officers election with an extended nomination period last month. And
point of order.
Candidates.
Point
so
of order.
What I'm saying is,
there is a point of order.
This is Milo with the point of order.
Go ahead. The point of order takes precedence. Hold on. Hold on, Ian. The point of order always takes precedent. What's the point of order?
The point of order is you recognized Ian Johnston to state the motion. He is motivating the motion, but not stating the motion. Can we hear the substitute motion, please?
Thank you. Go ahead, Ian.
Yes, Myla, thank you. The motion is that we substitute for the open vote. We conduct this election in the exact same fashion as we conducted the election with Terry Goodman, and that we re-extend the nomination period so that we allow nominations from the floor today. Thank you. And
another point of order, Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Isn't there a rule that motions need to be offered in writing? Can we see that in writing in the chat or someplace?
I have no access to your chat. I'm sorry. I'm on a phone.
Then perhaps Janine, who was voting, who was speaking to this, can put it in?
Well, I would need Ian. I can literally type it in. So the motion, you move to substitute the OPA vote for directors election to the same election process as the officer election, allowing for nominations from the floor today. Does that sound right?
Okay.
Sorry, yes, say that again. Allowing for nomination of candidates.
Yes, and that sounds fine.
From the floor today. Okay, so I'm just going to hit. There you go.
Jan Goodman for the stack, please.
Yes, go ahead.
I have my hand up, my friend. I just had a question.
And I've had my hand up for a while. Also.
Yeah.
So yes.
Can you, Mr. Chair, check, the hands too when they are, arise? Because I put my hand, a while ago, but, So go ahead, Jane, and if I can go after.
What is your point?
No, I just had a question, in regards of, notifications, if it is mandatory or not, like we have to be notified before by, our Pacifica bylaws or not, if we have to be notified that these elections will be taking place or these nominations will be taking place, we must be notified or not,
Okay. Good question. Thank you. And then we're going to go back to the, would somebody in, when we're expressing both sides, please bring that issue up.
Okay.
Is that in the chat now, Janine?
Yes.
Okay. You want to read it?
I'm seeing that Jack put some notes in there. Move to substitute OPA vote for director's election to the same election process. Please confirm language. Okay. Jack, I don't know what about the way I wrote it.
Okay, I'm going
to... I don't know if there's a question, but if I'm speaking to motivated as well, one is that Robert's Rules of Order require six different items in every single agenda, and one of them being special orders, which is any timely, like Ian was saying, any timely marker that the members need to know about that are upcoming, and we were not allowed that. And two is I know Terry Goodman is available, and I don't know anything about OPA vote. And the thing is that this was added to our agenda this morning at 9, and it doesn't, I think that both the unable to be reminded that the nominations were needed by the 31st, the fact that we didn't know about OPA vote and that this is coming at the very last minute. And I know nothing about OPA vote.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. There's been a couple of 2-minute comments about the motivation for that. Now let's hear from somebody with the support of the OPA vote.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. First of all, I think the more important issue here is the issue of whether or not we can take nominations today and whether or not notice had to be given. The bylaws are very explicit and they say that nominations have to be in by December 31st. So we cannot just, as the LSB change the bylaws. The bylaws are very explicit. We can't amend the bylaws and they say that the nominations have to be in by the December 31st. So we cannot just willy-nilly change that. Second of all, that is and has been the standard for years. And there, to my knowledge, has never been nominations in January for directors because they always have to be done by December. I believe that probably we would have gotten to maybe making an announcement at the December meeting.
Jan,
meeting was quite disrupted and it went on and finally dissolved.
Jan, so, can you close your argument right now? And I want to hear it for a second one. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And for the second person, I'm going to call on Myla. I see you, Rodrigo and Ian. We've already had several minutes. Secretary, can you put a 2-minute timer to remind Myla to finish?
Understood. Give me a few seconds.
Okay. 2 seconds to get 2 minutes. I'll take those odds anytime.
Don't we have a timer? Person who's
supposed yes, I do. I thought we were going to keep 90 seconds and I kind of let that go, but 90 seconds per comment now.
Okay. I should have lowered my hand. I just want to say that, I would like to go to a vote. I think that, the discussion has been fulsome and, Rodrigo, I want to answer your question, which is that there is nothing in the bylaws that require people to be notified additionally in terms of the deadline. The deadline is clear. It's in the bylaws. You've been on the board for how many years? People are required to, if people are serious about being board members, I suggest that they familiarize themselves with the Pacifica bylaws.
Thank you. Okay. We have heard from both sides. We're going to take it to a vote. Secretary, call the vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Ian.
The point of order is that the bylaws incorporate Robert's rules, and where Robert's rules specifically requires a special order, such as a deadline, to be announced to the body, it is not fair, particularly to new members of the board. Not everyone is Rodrigo. I personally, in my past experience, I had not seen this enforced in this fashion.
Okay, thank you. Duly noted. Can you take the vote now, please?
Mr. Chair, please.
Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
Chair, please reread the motion.
Yeah, please. Janine, can you read the motion in the chat?
I've written down the motion. If Janine isn't ready, I can read.
I see it. Move to substitute the OPA vote for director's election to the same election process as the officer election, allowing for nominations of candidates from the floor today.
Okay. So if you approve of that, that vote is yes. If you disapprove and you want to accept the nominees that have been, we've already voted on, you vote no. Okay. So, take the roll.
Understood. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
No. Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Correction, sorry. Cristina Avalos.
No.
I'm sorry, can we be clear? We're voting to substitute the OPA vote.
Oh, we are voting for that. Yeah, can you make sure, you know, that we understand? Because I didn't understand.
Is that, I just said, let me restate it another way then. Okay. The other way is yes will be accepting the, okay. No, yes will be accepting the motion as just read by Janine, and no will be to not accept that motion that was made by Ian and Janine.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Chair, if I may just offer, and then you would go, so you vote yes to essentially not go to OPA vote. So you substitute what Janine and Ian have come up with. That's what this vote is. If this fails, you go back to voting for OPA vote. So if you want to have the method asked for by Janine and by Ian, you vote yes. If you do not, you vote no. And if you do not, you're probably voting for OPA vote. Okay.
Yes. That clear to everybody? That clear to you, Rodrigo?
Chair, I want to note that John Tatum has his hand up. He's a parliamentarian.
I want to go to a vote right now. The vote is clear. So, Secretary, please take the roll.
Yes, sir. I'll bring it from the top. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Yes. Rodrigo Argueta votes yes. Correction. Christina Avalos.
No, this is for the alternative, right?
This is for the amendment, correct?
Yeah, no.
Christina Avalos votes no. Marisol Bielma.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke votes yes. Danelle Centeno.
C.
Danelle Centeno votes yes. Ariana Gladney.
Come back to me.
I'll come back. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan Goodman votes no. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn votes yes. Ian Johnston.
Yes.
Ian Johnston votes yes. Avelia Jones.
Pass.
What?
To clarify, you said pass, correct?
I did.
Understood. Tpasha Luchembe.
Need it.
Tpasha Luchembe votes no. Jack Neff.
Russian.
Yes.
Jack Neff votes yes. Nancy Naparko.
Yes.
No.
Nancy Naparko votes. To clarify, one person at a time, do not interrupt each other. Nancy Naparko.
Yes.
Nancy Naparko votes yes. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne votes no.
Robert Payne votes no. Nancy Perlman.
No.
Nancy Perlman votes no. Milo Reason.
Milo Reason votes absolutely no to the substitute motion.
Milo Reason votes no. Janine Roan.
Yes. Janine Roan votes yes.
Janine Roan votes yes. Oscar Ulloa.
Vote yes.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey Wasserman votes no. Adam Woolman. I'll come back to you. Carlos Zavala.
No.
Carlos Zavala votes no. I'll come back to the individuals who did not vote. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney votes yes. Avelia Jones.
I vote no.
Avelia Jones votes no. And Adam Woolman. I'm not receiving anything from Adam Woolman. And Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter?
Yeah, I vote no on this matter.
The Chair, Tonga Briga, votes no. The numbers add up to 11 yes, 10 no, and 1
no. No!
We have somebody who hasn't been counted, right? Who passed or who... Did everyone vote?
Yeah.
According to my list, yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. So it doesn't pass.
Okay. I will continue with stating the results.
Okay. Yeah. So everyone who wanted the OPA vote and the present condition voted no, and everyone who wanted the new resolution proposed by
Mr. Chair, may I interrupt for a second?
It's a yes.
Chair.
To clarify, okay. I would like to ask who said no rapidly there.
No, but I mean you can announce what are you going to do? Fix it? You're going to fix it? Come on. You know,
I don't know who voted there. Please be quiet. If there is no response there, if I get no response from that, may I ask for silence on the floor for a moment? The results are as follows.
Silence on the floor, go ahead.
Yeah. The results are as follows. Do not speak from this point onwards, please. 11, yes. 10, no. 1, non-voting.
Okay, so it's approved. It's approved.
The results say, okay. Correct.
Yeah, so let's move on. Okay. That's it. That's how it is, right? So let's move on.
Jan, right, if you're speaking, you have your hand up, but I recognize you.
Excuse me, if somebody voted no,
What are you trying to do, guys? I mean, come on. This is why we don't move ahead. You know what I'm saying?
I can't keep time if everybody's talking over each other.
So please.
Rodrigo, make your point, and then I'm going to call on Jan, and then there's other people that have their hands up. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
My first of all, Chair, it's your obligation to, you know, certify the voting, you know, by stating that this motion made by Eunice Ron, it's approved. That's your obligation. Can you do that, please?
Yeah, that's right. And I had to do it three times and for you to get it, to understand how you wanted to vote. So, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. And that's like 90 seconds. Let's go on to 90 seconds. Go ahead, Jan. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Chair, would you like to hear the results of the vote, please?
First of all, excuse me.
Chair, can we hear the results of the vote, please?
I was called on, and I call the other person.
We still have not heard
Rodrigo had his
order. I was called upon, and I have the floor.
Can I finish? You know, the thing is this.
You know what, Rodrigo?
Rodrigo, I call you to order.
I want to go. Rodrigo, you had 90 seconds.
Chair, point of information. There's been a vote taken, and there's been a request if anyone has not voted.
Yeah.
And so we have results. So please announce the results. I believe that any other discussion about this vote.
I think you have a point. I think you have I have to concur with Susan. I think that's I'm ready to rule. Susan, can you weigh in on this?
Okay, thank you.
I can't hear you.
Chair, I move that we open the floor to nominations.
Vote on the main motion, vote on it as the main motion.
Point of information, that was a substitute motion.
I know, but when you have a substitute motion, it then becomes the main motion, then the main motion has to be voted on.
No.
We just voted to replace the main motion with the substitute motion. Now we have to vote for the main motion.
No.
That's Robert's rules. And
The timekeeper. I can't.
The point is well taken. Myla, you're next up. Please.
Okay. I didn't.
Rodrigo, you've had 90 seconds. Jan had 90 seconds. Please.
I didn't finish. I was trying to finish.
Weren't finished. That's not the point, Rodrigo. No, you can talk again. You can come back again in a minute. Please mute Rodrigo for a minute so we can hear from the other people. Go ahead, Myla.
Chair, there should be no muting.
Susan Young. 6, 7, 1.
Myla, go ahead.
I object to the muting of any of the officers.
I hear you. We're trying to move the meeting along. Go ahead, Myla.
I'm going to call Susan
Young. 6, 7, 1.
I want one person speaking at a time. Go ahead, Myla.
The main motion is being replaced.
I am asking for a recount.
What?
Rodrigo, I am requesting a recount. of the vote.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We're just going to take the same vote over again. So, Secretary, please take the vote.
You cannot do that. Well, that can.
All right, understood.
No, you cannot do that. That's not the way it is done. You know, it's not true.
Okay. There can be a recount of the vote if there is an obstruction or misunderstanding along the way of any sort. I will now call the roll call once more.
If there's no misunderstanding, then it's going to remain the same. Go ahead. Recall. No. Take the vote again. Yes is for the substitute motion. No is to not for the substitute motion. Okay.
Right. Mr. Chair, please make clear that yes is for changing the voting method, and no, you go back to overvote. Let people be clear what they're voting on, okay?
Yeah. Yes is for changing the voting method, which was in the chat that was put in there. No is for not changing the voting method and going to overvote.
Come on.
Mr. Chair, just to be clear, is a recount or a revote?
No, we recount. We just recount. We don't need to vote. How many votes were for yes and how many votes were no? That's what we need to know. How many votes, Secretary?
That was already read by the Secretary. So, Secretary, please, it's in the record, 11, 10. Secretary, please take the count again.
The count for yes is 11. The count for no is 10.
Yes,
and
that's
one non-voting.
That's it.
Okay.
Jan, you're muted. You're muted.
Robert's
rules now mandates the motion that we had was to put in a substitute motion. Now the substitute motion becomes the main motion, and we need to vote on what has become the main motion, which is the move that Janine and Ian made. So we now need to vote on that.
Let me restate that, and it's for you, Rodrigo. The substitute motion passed 11 to 10. Now we're voting on it as a main motion so that the whole body approves that. Okay. Is that clear to everyone? Is anybody unclear about what you're voting for this time?
Just a question. You know, since we have a parliamentary with us, can she or he, you know, clarify that? What you know, just Ms. Woodman said. You know, if that's necessary, because I think you know the substitute motion is establishing. You know the. You know that we have to have no do the nomination of the directors, but if it is not so, can she make the clarification that now
Rodrigo. I don't find that in good order. I do believe we're following Roberts. This substitute motion passed.
Mr. Chair, point of order or point of information, I believe. Can you hear me?
I believe the chair may have lagged out of the meeting. Give us a moment to see if he momentarily rejoins.
My point of information was simply that we have John Tatum.
The chair cannot call on you at present moment. Please remain silent until he returns.
A privileged point does not require the chair.
I think we should wait until to see if the chair comes back to do anything. So let's just wait a minute.
If not, we have a vice chair, correct?
Yes, that's me, Nikki Han. So we're just going to wait a minute and see if Tatanka can come back in.
Madam Acting Chair, may I ask that we consult with Parliamentarian John Tatum, who is on the line?
Okay, I just want to wait a minute. Okay, we're going to wait and see, though, if Tatanka can come back in so he can. Let's see. Just a minute.
But substitute chair, can we have maybe the parliamentarian in the meantime?
You want the someone wants the parliamentarian to describe what the rules are for this or?
Yes.
Please, that was it.
I object.
You can have Susan Young, who the chair asked.
Susan Young was asked by the chair to help with meeting management.
So you can ask her.
The current chair would be Nikki Hahn.
So
the situation right now, as I understand it, is that the chair recognized the vote on the substitute motion as having succeeded. Now, I believe that, as Jan has stated, the substitute motion is the motion. If you wish to move forward with nominations from the floor and voting method by Terry Goodman, you vote yes for this. If you do not, then you vote no. I guess Tatanka will be back soon. I am not a parliamentarian. I have offered to help. But it is the choice of the chair on whom to rely.
And in addition, Tatanka also should be voting on this motion if he wishes to. So we need to wait for him to have the vote.
Can we hear the parliamentarian too? You know, that'll help us in ways.
Madam Vice Chair, may I recommend a course of action?
Yes, Mr. Secretary, please.
I recommend for now, because the substitute motion has been voted on and has been adopted as the main motion, we then move to vote on the main motion. And hopefully the chair returns in time in order to vote on the motion as stated, which is to move to substitute the upper vote for director's election to the same election process as a KPFK LSV officer election, allowing for nominations from the floor for candidates. Allowing for nominations of candidates from the floor today, in which today is January 12th.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes, Jan.
I think that would normally be an okay idea, except the chair has the right to vote, and apparently because of technical difficulties, he has become disconnected. And since this is such a critical vote, I suggest that we not take that action at this time. And any other business
move to postpone.
We move to postpone this until after the public comment.
This is Rodrigo.
I make a formal motion to postpone the vote until
I second the move to postpone.
Okay, well, are there any objections?
I have to talk on the phone. And I suppose we could get him into the meeting via phone. He's having some technical problems. He's trying to get back into the meeting. So let's try a workaround, and I think I have one now.
Sure.
We can bring Tatanka back in if you just bear with us for just a moment here.
That sounds good. In the meantime, we can. Rodrigo, yes, you can speak.
Yeah, I asked for information from the parliamentarian, and it will help us to clarify this point. We understood now that we will be voting on the substitute motion, but also it's good to know, the good procedure. And I understand Ms. Susan is also trying to help, so if we can move ahead that way, it's going to help us. There's nothing wrong with that, just like his point of view. That's it.
Okay. Who is the parliamentarian? It's Mr. John P. Gary III. Is that?
No.
John Tatum. I'm a professional registered parliamentarian. I've worked for the PMB board. I've helped Susan Young and other boards around the network. My only comment is that since the substitute is now the main motion, the reason why the substitute is now the main motion is because the substitute now is subject to further amendments. So now that it becomes a main motion, now you can make further amendments on the main motion as the substitute. So that's the reason for that. I hope that answers Argueta's question. Why do we have to discuss this thing again? The reason is because it is subject to further amendments.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. So now, but then my question would be like, now we have to vote for that one or this?
This is Tanaka. I'm on audioly. I don't know what the heck happened to my computer, but I'm going to, at this moment, this is weird because we are fire evacuees from 4 years ago, which is old reason. I'm on the KPFK board and we moved south. And here we are at the mercy of a friend's house. And his computer went down. So I'm going to call on, I think I know where I was when I left the meeting. I'm going to call on Susan to clarify where we are and then proceed. Go ahead, Susan.
No.
Yes. I'm sorry, Rodrigo. Mr. Tatum also added in, he and I are in agreement. You voted on the substitute motion. There was a call for a recount, but the vote on the original motion, on the substitute motion, was recognized by the chair. So it is now the motion to be considered. It is subject to amendment. However, if you vote for it, you're voting to take nominations from the floor and to move back to the Terry Goodman. If you vote against it, then you can go back to the OPA vote. So I believe that Mr. Tatum and I are in agreement. And welcome back, Tatanka. You all in California, it's very heroic that you all are meeting and trying to get this work done. The rest of us in this system admire you. Thank you.
Okay. We are now... was that clear to everyone?
Not clear to me, Tatanka, at all.
Okay.
Not clear. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
May I be recognized, Chair? This is Rodrigo.
As I hear it, a yes vote is to... I'll just be blunt. The yes vote is to scrap the elections that elected the four people who were elected by the means we all had to decide by September, went through the whole thing, got verified. We're not doing that. What passed in the last vote count was the amendment, 11 to 10. Now that becomes the main thing that we're voting on. Okay. That is not just an amendment. That is going to be policy. So we are voting. If you vote yes, you're voting for the change that was just set up. Oh boy. Looks like I'm back off here. Hold on. Am I back up? Hold on. Video. Audio. Can't get the audio.
Okay. Can I? All right. I'm going to hang up my phone now.
I'll get your video.
Where am I? I can't see me. Oh, there I am. Okay. All right. So as I understand it, yes is for the substitute motion that was passed to allow people to be nominated from the floor. My clarification is that can be, those are LSB people, right? Not member people. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And no is to go to the OPA vote, which we haven't even really talked about all the virtues of why that was chosen and why it's the preference of LSBs around. But that's the direction that we were about to give.
This is Rodrigo. May I be recognized, please? You know, because we were talking when you were absent. You know, we have the two, Ms. Susan and Mr. Tonka, who's a parliamentary. They were, you know, agreeing.
Rodrigo, I'm not going to accept that now. We are taking this vote to accept.
But you
we are taking this vote to accept. Look, it is the prerogative of the chair. Last time we had Terry Goodman, this time, who knows who we'll have next time. Okay.
But we
have the prerogative of the chair.
But yeah, but you cannot be able
to make this decision. Okay.
Bring the member to order. Arguing with the chair.
I think.
Please.
Chair. Arguing with the chair is inappropriate. Let the chair speak without.
Isla, you're not being recognized.
Yeah, but you
can all do that.
Call the members
to
order. I call the members to order.
I move the question. Can we go to a vote, please?
Yes, let's go to a vote. Is it clear? I think it's clear. Yes. Yes is a vote for the substitute motion. No is to vote that down and to accept the elected people as they were. Okay.
Exactly. Nominated.
Okay. Nominated. Nominated. Nominated and voted on to be nominated. This was a confirmation of that process and those people. So you're substituting a process at this last minute, so which you can have positions for.
Mr. Chair, point of order. Point of order, Mr. Chair. I do not believe that the initial motion is passed when this motion fails or doesn't.
This is the main motion. We're voting on it right now.
I don't know how many times we have to say this. This is now the motion that was substituted.
Correct.
Was 11 to 10. Now that becomes the main motion and we're voting to accept that as the main motion of this body. Secretary, please take the vote.
I have a point of information.
Who's speaking?
If the substitute motion is in violation of the bylaws, how can a vote for it be valid?
I know that's my position and I don't understand that either. It's a violation of the bylaws, but this is the process we're following. Was that Harvey?
Yes.
I know. It's a violation of our bylaws. So we would now doing that. But let's take the vote. Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I now have the floor in order to call the roll call?
Go ahead, Lee.
Motion. Thank you. Well, not the, go ahead. The main motion. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yeah. Yes, to uphold, you know, the substitute motion. I don't know. Why are we doing this, man?
Rodrigo, it's a yes or no. If you're unsure, we'll come back to you, okay?
Christina Avalos.
Yes.
No.
Christina Avalos votes no. Marisol Bielma.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke votes yes. Nanel Sateno.
Yes.
Nanel Sateno votes yes. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney votes yes. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan Goodman votes no. Nikki Haun.
Yes.
Nikki Haun votes yes. Ian Johnston.
Yes.
Ian Johnston votes yes. Velia Jones.
No.
Velia Jones votes no. Chipasha Luchembe.
No.
Chipasha Luchembe votes no. Jack Neff. I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
No.
Nancy Naparco votes no. Robert Payne.
No.
Robert Payne votes no. Nancy Perlman.
No.
That was a no, correct? Nancy Perlman, may you repeat yourself?
Huh? No.
No. Nancy Perlman votes no. Milo Reason.
No.
Milo Reason votes no. Janine Roan.
Yes.
Janine Roan votes yes. Oscar Ulloa.
I vote yes.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey Wasserman votes no. Adam Woolman.
No.
Adam Woolman votes no. Carlos Zavala.
No.
Carlos Zavala votes no. Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter?
Yes.
Wait, Jack Neff has not voted.
I vote no.
Wait, oh, I beg your pardon.
You're correct, Jack Neff. I forgot to come back to you. Jack Neff.
Yes.
Jack Neff votes yes. Mr. Chair, would you like to vote on this matter?
Yes, please. Right. I vote no.
The Tonka Brica votes no. The vote comes out as follows.
Then yes. You take my vote? The Rodrigo?
Yes, Rodrigo Argueta voted yes.
Okay.
The vote count comes out as follows. Yes, 10. No, 12.
Thank you. So the no carries. What's the next agenda item here?
We now have to go back to the main motion.
All right.
I
don't believe that's true. Ask the parliamentarian?
Okay, Jan Goodman, I move the main I move the former main motion again. We now have more people to vote on it, and I vote to take a revote on the original motion since the substitute motion failed.
So, Mr. Chair and Jan, you need a second.
This is Myla. I second. Myla Reason seconds.
Okay.
And I will change. Yes, that's.
Just be simple.
Just back to the main motion to have a revote on the main motion.
So let's go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, may I have the floor to call the roll call for the vote?
So let's ask. Please. Is it clear now what we're voting on? Would you, the person who, Jan, I think you suggested this, and Susan, I think you have your hand up. I'll call on Susan first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry for having my hand up, but yeah, Jan, basically, since the substitute motion as the main motion failed, Jan has moved again the original motion. It has been seconded. I think there's been a lot of discussion, so you can just go to the vote.
So what is the original motion? So people are clear.
The original motion is what had been read before, motion for KPFK director elections using open vote. That's the original motion. It has been previously stated. It was moved by Jan and seconded by Mala.
Yeah, okay. Is that clear to everybody?
Let's go.
Okay. Then we'll take the original motion is a yes. And to disagree is no with that original motion. I hope that's clear.
All right, Mr. Chair, may I now have the floor to call roll call for the vote?
Yes, please.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Cristina Avalos.
Yes.
Cristina Avalos votes yes. Marisol Bielma.
Please pass me and come back around.
Understood. Rachel Brunke.
No.
Rachel Brunke votes no. Nanelle Centeno.
No.
Nanelle Centeno votes no. Ace Estwick. Correction, I did not admit him from this because he is absent at present moment. My bad. Ariana Gladney.
Come back to me.
I will come back to you later. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me, please.
I'll come back to you. Ian Johnston.
No.
Ian Johnston votes no. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe votes yes. Jack Neff.
Votes no.
Jack Neff votes no. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Nancy Naparco votes yes. Robert Payne.
Yes.
Robert Payne votes yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman votes yes. Myla Reason.
I vote yes.
Myla Reason votes yes. Janine Roan.
No to this railroading.
Janine Roan votes no. Oscar Ulloa.
I vote no.
Oscar Ulloa votes no. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman votes yes. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. I'll come back to the three individuals who did not vote. Marisol Bielma.
No.
Marisol Bielma votes no. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney votes no. Nikki Hahn.
No.
Nikki Hahn votes no. Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter?
Yes, I vote yes.
Tatanka Bricka votes yes. The vote comes out to 12 yes, 10 no.
Okay, so that passes. Now we're in statements.
Chair, may I
statements
be
from candidates. Pardon me, we've got 5 minutes
please.
To get the time certain. Statements from the candidates.
Point of information. I object to Harvey Wasserman being considered a listener candidate for director.
Okay. I would like to call that in good standing at all. Please.
I challenge the ruling of the chair and we need to vote on the fact that he is a listener candidate, but he is not a listener. He is staff. So we should not have him.
I don't find your argument in good standing.
But I'm challenging
at all.
The ruling of the chair.
Yeah, I know you're challenging the ruling of the chair.
So we can vote on the challenge to the ruling of the chair. And
yeah,
the-
we'll have to vote on that. And then we may not even get to the candidates because we have time certain.
These were all forwarded to you ahead of time, these objections.
The challenge, so... to uphold the ruling of the chair is yes. To not uphold the ruling of the chair is no. Secretary, please take the vote.
Understood. Rodrigo Argueta.
I have a question before.
No, it's a yes or no right now, Rodrigo.
I cannot vote if you don't answer my question.
It's a yes or no. Pardon me. We're in process.
I am in the capacity of ask you, and you are supposed to answer. You know, I have a question, you know, that before I vote, because I need clarification. You know, I need clarification.
Go ahead, Rodrigo.
My question is, Mr. Harvey is considered himself.
No, I'm not going to take discussion of anything now. We are in the middle of a vote. I'm sorry. We're in the middle of a vote.
Please clarify, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, Robert states that we can't have this discussion in the middle of a vote, Rodrigo. I'm not discussing anything.
Okay, please take the vote, Secretary.
I object to a member being muted.
Rodrigo Argueta.
I've been muted, my friend. Okay. What's happening?
Okay, I don't know how you vote. We'll come back to you. Go ahead. Take the next one.
Can I just state, Mr. Chair?
Yes, since your name was brought up, go ahead, Harvey. I hate this. Go ahead, Harvey.
I've been a listener at KPFK for at least a decade, and I have been. I contribute as a listener, and as a matter of fact, right now I don't have a show. So thank you, Janine, for questioning my ability as a listener. But I have been a listener for long before I was a staff member. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go back to the vote. Please take the vote.
He was a listener.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Silence on the floor as the secretary is calling the vote. Please. Rodrigo Argueta. Christina Avalos.
I'm not going to answer to you, my friend.
Uphold the chair, yes.
Marisol Bielma.
No, and I hope we could postpone it, but no.
Rachel Brunke.
Sorry, come around again.
Nanelle Sateno.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
I saw something happen.
No.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
No.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Jack Neff. I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Milo Reason.
Milo Reason votes yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Janine Roan.
Janine votes no.
Janine Roan votes no. Pardon for not calling that out. The recall. Oscar Ulloa.
I vote no. And hopefully you can hear my background right now. We're in the middle of really, really important rally against this.
Thank you. There will be time for announcements to talk about that at the end. Go ahead.
Oscar Oyola votes no. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman votes yes. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. Coming back to the top, Rodrigo Argueta. No response. Rachel Brunke.
No.
This is Rodrigo. This is Rodrigo. And I, first of all.
It's a yes or no.
You don't yell to people like that, my friend. Be careful, right? You don't yell to people like that, right? And second, I've been muted by Myla, right? So.
I have asked her to mute anybody who doesn't say yes or no. If you keep talking, Rodrigo, we're in the middle of a vote.
At time certain. I need to get this vote done. Rodrigo Argueta, yes or no, please.
Of course not. No, of course
Thank
not.
Thank you.
You guys need to be educated, man. Come on. You don't yell at people like
okay,
that.
Okay, is that the total vote count or we have more people to hear?
I need to call Jack Neff. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. The total roll call vote comes to 12 yes, 9 no.
Thank you. So it
Mr.
does
Chair.
Pass. And now
Mr.
it's 12:31. We
yes.
need to go to
Mr. Chair.
12:30 is the time for public comment.
So a comment, a little advice about the agenda. You need to adjourn out of the delegate meeting, go back into the LSB meeting, and right away into public comment. Okay? So let's actually,
okay. So what can I just state? We are adjourning now. We don't need to vote on that.
I believe that that is appropriate because essentially you're past the time.
Yeah.
So I have not spoken.
So I move that we adjourn our LSB meeting and go straight to public comment because that's one of the most important parts
of
our meeting.
Information real quick, 30 seconds. This is Rachel. I haven't spoken yet. Point of information.
Susan has her hands up first, and then I hear you, Rachel. Go ahead, Susan.
I've hand up for 5 minutes.
Understood. I'll get out of the way, Rachel, and I apologize. You're adjourning out of the delegate meeting. You're reconvening in the LSB meeting.
I got them backwards.
You're adjourning delegate.
Yeah.
And then you've got, and your public comment comes in your LSB meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I got them mixed up. Thank you. So I am calling for adjournment of the delegate meeting that we've been in and to reenter the LSB meeting. So it is now 12:33 and we're going to open public comment.
But Tatanka, you were going to recognize Rachel.
I'm sorry, Rachel. Go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. I'm not going to name any names because I don't want anyone.
I can barely hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to say any names because I don't want anyone else to have to talk over me or after me. This has obviously been contentious. And I'll tell you what, having worked in a lot of things with a lot of votes, it didn't have to be this way. If people felt that everyone here really, really, truly wants to hear the ideas and opinions and everything from everybody, it would have been much more open. We have been on other votes and other nominations so communicated with. We've had phone calls. We've had emails. We've had just when someone wants something to go some way, we've been up and down communicated with. Now all of this is done quickly, kind of whatever, whatever. And now Mr. Robert from the 1800s is in charge. And it's really, really a feeling of lack of transparency, lack of a desire for voices, and it just makes it all sad and lacking legitimacy. So moving forward, whatever's going to happen, please, I ask that people just be more democratic in their hearts and in their actions. You know, the goodwill of the people will be done. Just breathe a little bit and let everyone in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel. Now we thank you very much. That was moving. Public comment period, please open it. We're now open for public comment. This is for, not for board members. So board members who have your hands up, please take them down during this 30-minute period. And to hear from the public and our timekeeper, you know the protocol for this. Can you let people know what it is?
It's 90 seconds for your first comment, 60 seconds for your second.
Okay, thank you. And we will hear from everybody as a first caller before we go to people as a second caller. And it is now 12:35, so we will go for hopefully we'll get 30 minutes, which would be 1:05. Okay, first up is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. You have the floor, Eleanor.
I would like to announce on January 25th, that's a Sunday, a national town hall to defend free speech, press, and non-commercial community media. We're concerned about the free speech killer bill. And so I would like to put in the chat the link for how to register. If you're concerned about the Pacifica being possibly losing its license, possibly being called a terrorist organization, possibly not being able to, people not being able to take their contributions as tax deductible, Pacifica possibly being destroyed by Trump's displeasure, then please do join this meeting on January 25th.
Thank you, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Thank you very much, and I see it's in the chat. Andrew, you're up.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. This is Andrew Weiss, longtime member of KPFK, sometimes member of KPFA, sustaining paid monthly member. First of all, I'd like to say everybody needs to identify themselves when they speak. Since we're on the phone, we can't see people. Not everybody is identifying themselves. Please do. Secondly, regarding public comments, I very much appreciate having time for the public to comment. We are funding this station, this network. We ought to be heard from and responded to. Now, some incorrect information was sent out in the agenda regarding this. The agenda said that LSB meetings are governed by the bylaws in Article 6, and that's not true. Article 7 in the bylaws specifically says local station board rules, and that states that 30-minute public comment is required at all LSB meetings, regardless of whether it's done by telephonically by telephone. So there is no exception. The exception is only for PNB meetings, which is stated in Article 6. That does not apply to LSB meetings. All the rules for LSB meetings are laid out in Article 7, and for meetings, it's Article 7, Section 6, Part C, which states at the very end of that paragraph, each meeting shall include a public comment period of not less than 30 minutes. It doesn't give an exception. No person shall be required as a condition for attendance at any public meeting or to publicly comment to register his or her name.
I think your time is up. I can't hear. Timekeeper, are you trying to say something?
Thank you, sir.
I called time.
Okay, thank you.
I'm trying not to go climb over.
It's fine. We should have a ding feature on this, which was suggested by Susan, which would be very good. A ding or a bell or something. We'll work on that. Thank you, Andrew. Michael.
Tanaka, you might not see it, but Sheila Hamanaka cannot raise her virtual hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll call. This happened last time. I'll call on Sheila and then Michael.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I think Pacifica
First of all, my condolences to Los Angeles for the fire. I'd like to comment that Pacifica is also on fire, that what's at risk is democracy within Pacifica, that I've seen a number of resolutions coming up at on the PNB where the bylaws are being eaten away one by one against the bylaws illegally, one by one. They're being knocked down by a group represented by the majority, but I believe at this station. And shame on you. Defend the bylaws. And I would also say that part of the problem I can hear is there needs to be translation available. There should be Spanish language translation available to both to the LSB members and to the listeners who are participating, who come to the LSB meeting. And there is such a thing as closed caption translation automatic provided by Zoom if you're willing to pay for it. So pay for it. And really, muting, that is so medieval. Come on, it's like putting a black hood over somebody's head and you know, shuffling them off into a dark room. And in some cases, people have been, board members have been not allowed to hear or vote. I'm sorry, I don't know. Did someone say my time is up? Anyway, that really, you should be ashamed of yourself, whoever is doing it.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next up, let's see, is Michael.
Yes, I think this is an example of the tyranny of the majority. The whole basis of the bylaws and the voting process of single transferable votes is to ensure that all voices and opinions are represented when an election takes place, and to ensure that a single majority does not dominate all the voting or all the officers, especially for PNB directors. That's why it's an SDV vote, and you just carried through a procedure to prevent that from happening. It's shameful. The reason you did it is because the current PNB majority, which the four directors who are being reelected, voted to eliminate the rights of the local station board guaranteed under the bylaws to vet candidates for general managers of the stations. All the stations currently have interim general managers. You need to engage in a process to do a search. And the PNB just removed the ability of local station boards, contrary to the bylaws, to carry out that process by vetting the candidates and submitting a pool to the executive director. By being able to interview the candidates or see who the candidates are. So that's shameful. And that's the people here who claim they're defending the bylaws by the procedure you just carried out are lying through their teeth. And I put the information for the Pacifica Fight Back and Friends of Community Media Town Hall. It's sponsored by national organizations, Friends of Community Media in Kansas City, Missouri. They're people who work with KKFI and Pacifica affiliate. Look in the chat for the registration because Pacifica is censoring itself before Trump gets around to doing any of it.
Thank you, Michael. Kansas City, Missouri. I'll look that up. Carol, you're next up.
Hi, this is Carol Wolfley from KPFA in Berkeley. And I want to take a moment to, sorry, my grandchildren in the background, you may hear. I want to take a moment to just thank everyone who is working on Pacifica's emergency response to the fires. I don't know if everyone's aware, but Susan Young has initiated an emergency response working with a team with Stephanie, our executive director and others across the nation, the GMs, the program directors, sharing programming that is relevant. And that touches my heart so much. And, you know, I woke up this morning in Berkeley and there was a little earthquake and I thought, are we next? And we're all next because it's a global issue for us. And I appreciate that we have management and people who are on the PNB who are actively working to address these issues and to mobilize. And I am grateful to the firefighters who stopped the fires from getting to the tower, and for everybody who worked on the KPFK generator and to keep the transmission going and on the air. That's amazingly powerful and crucial for us as we move forward. I want to mention that it was my
That's your time. Can you wrap up?
Yeah, that there is, it's my understanding there is translation at this meeting. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Next up, let's see, Andrew Michael. We have Jim Dingman.
Yeah, hi. Well, first of all, I want to let my heart go out to everybody in Los Angeles for this awful, horrible thing you're going through. Members of my family are out there too. So I'm affected as everyone else is, and my heart goes out to all of you. It's an absolute horror to watch. I want to raise the issues about what we're going to face in the Trump administration coming forward. We have a new FCC chairman who has openly talked about taking licenses away. That's Brendan Carr. We have bills that are in the House and the Senate, but particularly the House, to eliminate NPR, to eliminate the CPB, and to attack all types of public media. So this is coming on us like an avalanche, let alone what are people going to do when mass deportations start. So beyond anybody in the factions, in this network, doing this or doing that, we got an existential threat coming on us like a ton of bricks. And I hope going forward, I have my own opinions about what just happened in this meeting. I expressed them in the chat. I hope going forward we can transcend our differences because, frankly, what's going on in Los Angeles is a good example of it. You know, who cares about political factions if a goddamn fire comes at your ass? All right? And we all know that these things are due to global climate change and
things
like that. So hopefully we can unite and fight and get ready to fight back and unite with everybody in the rest of the country against what's coming.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you. Susan Young, you are recognized. Okay.
Apologies. I didn't mean to have my hand up.
Okay,
sorry.
I didn't think so. Thank you. Kim, you're up, Kim.
Hi, everyone. This was the sleaziest manipulation of the PMB elections I have ever seen, and I have seen plenty. This was mean-spirited and just shameful. And it's nice that somebody thought about the fires, and after a week, they're finally getting it together to maybe do something, but I gotta say our NPR stations have been on it since the beginning, and KPFK spends all its time looking at itself and infighting like today, and there's nothing about the public that they care about. That's it.
Thank you, Kim. Margo, you're up.
Yes. Once again, I am so amazed that the bureaucracy, the parliamentarianists, that takes over this meetings that I was just chatting. So my Girl Scout meetings, my neighbors' girls, my sorority meetings, even the temple board meetings, they all run where we you go through things and you talk, you don't go off into detours about all this bureaucracy and parliamentary, and you don't, it's supposed to be secret ballots. I read that. And I don't know why the general manager is not here. I think she enjoys going on programs and talking about things, but I don't think she's doing a really good job of running the station as our volunteer one did for so long, Michael. And I'm just saying there's so, I don't even, has there been a treasurer's report? Every single meeting, even the Girl Scouts, as I said, everybody would say, this is the treasurer's report, da, 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 da. And actually they would tell, and we would have decision-making power in how the money was spent, but everything would be revealed. And I don't see that at these meetings. And I have to tell you, one thing that happened one time was that I, as a secretary of a booster club at my son's high school, wrote down that it turns out that the former treasurer had taken the checkbook with her And when I reported that, I got in trouble for telling the truth about just factually reporting things. I think that's sort of what goes on here.
Seconds.
They don't want the factual truth. Okay, so I want to say these meetings just get bogged down and nothing really gets decided. And the public, as I'm glad we do have a chance to speak now, but we pay the money and we need to know where every detail we pay has to be revealed. And that's what has not happened. And we need to be part of the decision-making process. You're welcome. I will mute and lower my hand.
Okay, thank you very much. West, you're up, West.
Hey, okay, can you folks hear me?
Yes, I can, Wes.
All right. Hey, everyone. I'm just a KPFK listener. I was working on the news show before. You know, just popping into this meeting for the last hour to echo what other people have been saying, it's pretty embarrassing, the dysfunction. And I know we all have experience in other, like, you know, politically fraught social politics type of organizations, but, like, this is also the worst I've ever seen. So, you know, really, KPFK, Pacifica, if they lose their public funding, like, what really will be lost? I'm not asking that facetiously. You know, from my perspective, I'm really disturbed to hear the coverage of these awful fires in the news segment where, you know, I previously was working. I think Democracy Now, basically, they're just running it. And, like, it's quite clear that they're unable to challenge the Democratic leaders in the Democratic Party that have responsibility for allowing these fires to come to fruition. And that's reflective of the New Day hostile takeover of Pacifica and KPFK. I mean, that's so partisan, that's so biased, and there's a human cost to that. So I just want to zoom out here. Like, y'all need to get over yourselves and focus on what KPFK is supposed to be about. Thank you.
Thank you very much, West. I'm going to call on the people that haven't spoken yet, which will be Bella, I believe, and Anthony, and the rest will have their next go around after that. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, thank you. As Kim said, this has been, and Janine stated earlier, the railroading of this motion to change the venue that was drafted by one individual as on this board, as all the agendas for each month where they should be drafted by an open meeting of the governance committee, which has been made defunct by that same individual on this board. And you know who she is. This is a major violation. In fact, this election, this upcoming director election, is illegal. It has no standing in the mere fact that there has been no open democratic process to draft the agendas for this LSB. And since this LSB began, at the beginning of the year, I have been categorizing it as illegitimate for the same reasons and the manipulation of last year's elections. Moving forward, I concur and support what Michael Novick stated and what Kim has said. And you, Tatanka, obviously will never learn how to run these meetings. In fact, you stated this was a show. I didn't know this was a show.
Seconds.
I thought that this was a public monthly KPFK LSB meeting. And I urge those people in resistance to New Day to remain steadfast and that write-ins must be allowed. This is so embarrassing. This
wrap it up, Bella.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bella. Anthony, you need to unmute. I don't show you muted, but I couldn't hear your voice.
We can't hear you, Anthony.
Can't hear you. I think I'm gonna call on the next person, but I'll come back to you, okay? Once you think you've got the... Nope, can't hear you yet. Okay, I'll come back to you, Anthony. Michael N., is that Novick?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yep. Yeah, just to connect the dots, KPFK, after I was removed as interim general manager, immediately removed all the locally produced indigenous and environmental programming, including, as Harvey mentioned, his own show. I think that's outrageous and really a disservice to the community. When I was the IGM, I posted a meeting of the KPFK LSB Finance Committee meeting to kpftx.org because I wanted the advice and involvement of the LSB in developing the budget, and I was directed to remove that posting and that you cancel the local station board finance committee entirely. So I think that you're all derelict in your duty and not rising to the occasion of demands. I just put in the chat a link to an article on anti-racist action, antiracist.org, with a call to a meeting later today at 4 to discuss, you know, how anti-colonial left forces and public media can respond to the fires and the need for not just recovery, but reconstruction of Los Angeles on a different basis, without fossil fuels, without militarism, and without colonialism. I think it's essential.
Thank you, Michael. I think that's all the first.
I think Anthony can speak now. He's changed his settings.
Pardon me? I'm looking for who was the person who...
That was Anthony, and then now he disappeared. He changed his settings. It looked like he could speak. And
yeah.
Now
he's gone. That's okay. I'm going to go. Tatanka, I'll go back now to
Tatanka, can we allow voting. The parliamentarian to...
I'm going to go back to have the second round. It's 12:57. We have...
Can we allow John Tatum to
we have
speak
8 minutes.
Parliamentarian?
Bella, we've heard from you. We have 8 minutes. So I'm going to go back to, in order. I don't know what it was. Elizabeth, Kim, Jim, Carol, Andrew, and then Michael, I think. Go ahead, Eleanor, Elizabeth.
Can we allow Mr. John Tatum to speak?
This is a listener comment period, Bella, please.
Mr. John Tatum is us a listener. He is the parliamentarian.
Pardon me, Bella. Okay. Let's see.
He needs to be able
who is,
to speak.
Who of the people up here is not a board member who hasn't spoken? Can somebody tell me?
Yes, Tatanka, I can tell you. John Tatum has not yet
spoken. Okay, John. Great. John, we'll go to the people who have spoken. Go ahead, John.
And Tatanka also, it looks like Anthony Fest is prepared to speak. Can you go first, Anthony, if we can hear you. Go ahead.
Can
you nod your head if you're prepared to speak or say something? We can't hear you, Anthony.
We still can't hear you.
Good afternoon. This is John Tatum.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon to everyone. And my condolence to all of those who are suffering from the wildfires in LA County. Again, there are a lot of people who are on this call who know me by name because I have worked as a parliamentarian for several of the local stations and also for a very long time, 7 years for the PMB as a professional parliamentarian, a registered professional parliamentarian. There are only about 350 of us in the country. So, you know, there are thousands upon thousands of lawyers, and they've all possibly passed the bar, but only a little over 350 people have passed what the parliamentarians call their bar exam. And I wish and I invite anyone to take those exams so that we can talk. But I just wanted to give one piece of advice, a couple pieces of advice. First of all, to the chair, I hope you don't take offense to this, Tanaka, but the chair does not refer to himself as I. You always refer to yourself in the third person. The chair will do this. The chair will make a ruling. The chair rules this equality. You never say I. So that's a hint to the wise.
Thank you.
The other thing is that I noticed that you all used a substitute motion earlier in the meeting, and believe me, you do not have to vote on following your bylaws. If you are doing something and you're following your bylaws, you do not have to vote. And finally, I'd just like to say I thank all of those who have called my name at this meeting. There are a couple of people who are still not comfortable with my credentials, and I'll talk with them later.
Thank you, John. I noted I was taking notes during that. Thank you. I think next up we have Eleanor Elizabeth, and it's only 60 seconds this time. And then, I'll figure it out. Go ahead, Eleanor.
I'd like to call to people's attention that some of the firefighters who are risking their lives are slave labor, prison labor. They don't really have a choice, and they're being paid from $5 to $8 a day to risk their life as slave labor, which is not right. No matter how dire the circumstances, slave labor is not right. Also, I'd like to say that if Michael Novick were, he's on administrative leave, if he were brought back, that he would be able to address the problems that we have, that all of the ecological programs addressing the causes of these fires have been taken down. We need them back again. And also, there are three resolutions submitted being ignored in this meeting.
Thank you. Eleanor, can you wrap it up, please?
Yeah, opposing the PNB resolution to take away votes of committee members who are not LSB, which goes against the bylaws. And
opposing the
PNB resolution to take away transparency in the LSB recommendation process.
Thank you. I'm not cutting you off. I'm just trying to give other people the same 90 seconds because we only have a limited time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the recommendation process for GM.
It's 60 seconds now.
Okay.
Second time around, 60 seconds?
Yeah, second time around is 60 seconds. Yeah. Anthony, let's try. I'm sorry. I can see your mouth, but can't hear you. Let's go on to Jim and then Carol and then Bella.
All right. Thank you, Tatanka. One of the things I think that is revealed in this terrible mess we're seeing out there in Los Angeles is, frankly, the lack of capacity in the foundation to respond to crises in general. I know that I was a little surprised to have people from New York at the PNB meeting coming to the aid of people in Los Angeles. And I realize that there's a lack of capacity, lack of people. I'm not going to get into the politics of what went on at KPFK, but we have to recognize that going forward, we're going to be confronting one goddamn crisis after the next. We're going to be having, Trump talking about invading Greenland and invading the Panama Canal, incorporating Canada as a 51st state, et cetera, aside from this terrible mess in Los Angeles. So we have to really query how we're doing things as a network in covering crises like this. There's no way that KPFK can do what the TV stations in Los Angeles do. It's impossible, okay? I've been watching them. But there's definitely something we have to come across and organize ourselves as a network to figure out how to do this better and to go back to the traditions of what we did in the 60s when we grew our audience fantastically. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim, and thank you for keeping your time. Carol?
Hi, this is Carol again. I agree with what Jim just said. You know, we need to find a way to reach out and to connect with audiences and to connect not only on radio, which is very precious when there are emergencies, with emergency resources posted on the website, but we also need to have other social media tools available, and I think we need to begin to share those. What I see in Pacifica is that there's kind of a polarity between people who perceive themselves as like activists on the front line and people who are also wanting to have financial responsibility within the network. The bylaws and the articles of incorporation provide that all stations should be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. That's in both of our foundational articles.
Sure.
And thank you.
Thank you very much. Bella, you'll be the last, and then we've got to go on with the meeting.
Yes,
go ahead, Bella.
I wanted to cover what I was not able to cover before. I did a rework of the most recent and the only recent report from the executive director, Stephanie Wells, on December 5th, after the sale of our building, KPFK, which was a sham. In fact, I found out the selling price was $4,030,000. And most of it was financed by a group. I sent out receipts. I sent out the rework and the number, the final number available for KPFK's operations is far larger, should have been far larger, to $770,257.20 versus $80,000 on the worksheet that the executive director sent, and she omitted the sale price.
And
so when you have all the deductions and you omit the starting price, which was the sale price, people did not know what to compare that and reference that to. And so there's a lot of mishap going on.
Wrap it up, Bella.
There is no local finance committee because it has been made mute, as well as an outreach as well.
Thank you, Bella. Okay. We're only 2 minutes past the time certain on that. I just allowed Bella to go second so we could hear her. We now go to LSB member announcements. And so this is any member of the LSB, any announcement you want to make?
You need to address. You need to address unfinished business on the agenda.
I'm waiting for member announcements from the LSB.
No, member announcements are out of member announcements are out of order.
It's the next thing on the agenda.
No, that is not.
Okay.
The meeting
and,
is
and
adjourned.
We have a time certain also of 1:30
no,
to end this meeting. So
there's no motion to extend it. You're adjourned.
So I don't see any member announcements. We could gain time if there's no member announcements.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Recognized, as the listener said, there's been no motion to extend. We're at the time certain to end the meeting. Therefore, you are adjourned. The LSB meeting has adjourned. Your
time certain was 1:30 p.m., I think.
Yeah, I think 1:30.
So I'm not in LA. You've passed that time. Is that correct?
No,
we're at
apologies.
One,
apologies.
We're
then
at 1:09. We have 21 minutes to go.
Got it. Apologies. I will go back and be quiet.
Okay.
Thank you.
I remember hearing that.
I have Janine's hand up for an announcement. Go ahead, Janine.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that there's three resolutions that were forwarded to the chair that aren't mentioned on the agenda. And this is, I sent an email yesterday. I've been trying to communicate with the chair there's two resolutions opposing the two PNB resolutions to hinder the the LSB search committee, GM and PD search committees, and also another one to not to take away the voting power on the advisory committees for the non-LSB members. Both of them are very undemocratic and actually are in conflict with the bylaws. So the third one is one that was forwarded back in November, and it has to do with putting the local news back on the air and reinstating Michael Novick. That hasn't even been forwarded to the body. It was forwarded to the chair, and we are not hearing that resolution on the floor. And so the idea that a governance committee should be helping to construct the agendas is very much needed. And I've been chastised for posting a governance committee, which is a standing committee, which I've argued in an email. I've shown all the members that what the issues are. There should be a governance committee. All the committees should be up for being scheduled and attended. And I really hope that we get around to discussing what dates work well, because otherwise they're just going to be scheduled without that, because we're not discussing that they are legitimate standing committees. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to comment later on that. Ninelle, you're up.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I just want to make a short comment that what I've seen in the, this will be my second meeting with this board members meeting. I just want to say that I feel very interested how in the last meeting, we were talking about the bylaws and the participation of the community during this meeting. It was not respected. However, today was stated by a person that the bylaws, we need to maintain the bylaws and respect the bylaws. So my comment on that is that we cannot twist the rules whenever it's convenient for us. So if we're going to be saying we're going to respect the bylaws, please do it at every time. No one is just convenient for some people or in some circumstances. Second of all, I also think that we need to come to a compromise where we can all work together in a more effective and produce and productive way. I do think that for the last motion that we were voting, it felt like it was the lack of good faith was there. So the lack of transparency and inclusiveness in this matter is very alarming for myself. And I would like to, like, this is a challenge and there's a lesson that we can learn from this. I hope that this does not happen again, because honestly, I think it's beneath mm-hmm. what everybody of us are representing here.
Okay. Thank you, Ninelle. Rodrigo and then Rachel.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can for your announcement, Rodrigo. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike, I have a question. Is this the end of the meeting?
No, we have old business, which has the the resolution from Oscar, and we have new business which new resolutions that came in.
That's right.
They came in before the last 24 hours. I really respect that people ask that people get them in, you know, at least 72 hours ahead. But go ahead, Rodrigo.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to know that we will get to the motions.
Yes, that's why we're on time certain here, trying to get things done.
Thank you.
Okay, Rachel, you're up.
I'm not exactly sure where we are, so I'm just going to put my hand down. Thank you.
You're not sure where we are, so what?
So I'm putting my hand down. Are we in announcements? Are we in comments?
Yes.
We're in announcements right now. And then we go to old business.
Okay. That's it. I'll take my hand down. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ian and then, Carlos, go ahead. Ian.
Yes. I wanted to announce that we've been doing a protest every Tuesday from about 10 to 2 in front of the Zionist consulate in Westwood, West LA, there at, I think, Granville and Wilshire, 11766. All are welcome. I also wanted to announce that there appears to have been a change to the programming grid of KPFK to return a programmer who resigned rather than being fired when he broke many of our standing rules for programmers, involving himself in politics on our air and lying about the way a bylaws referendum went. So I find that very troubling, and I don't understand how he was allowed to resign rather than being fired, and why he is now welcome back on our air. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carlos, and then Jack.
Yeah, I'd like to just reach out and tell everybody, you know, hey, I basically was raised in Los Angeles, and this fire was pretty devastating. You don't see horizontal wind, that basically is, you know, whether the fire's burning uphill or downhill and the wind is going 100 miles an hour, you don't see that often. It's a blowtorch. And there was no way public can react to that. There's no blame for that other than to say that if we were going to put out more resources, then we would need the tax money to do it. And having had a wealthy father who discussed, things like, why am I paying so much for this stuff? And I see my friends who are successful, and I think, well, my dad paid for their public school. And he paid for the infrastructure that didn't allow these things to happen back in his day. What WTF on everybody? Why are we replacing technology with real infrastructure, thinking that it's going to work when we haven't tested it out yet in an emergency? And radio works. And unfortunately, I do agree with a lot of the comments about not being able to really, you know, we have fixed programming and things, and we don't have the ability to jump into the details. We don't have the staff. We don't have people running around and collecting information. And that takes either money or a lot of free time for somebody who's dedicated. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you very much. Jack, we haven't heard through you this time. Jack, and then Harvey, and then Myla, and then I think we're going to have to end this section to get on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
In informing the LSB and the all at this meeting that Friday's 5 p.m. is a peace vigil for Palestine in Echo Park at the corner of Sunset and Logan Avenue, one block west of Echo Park Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard. It runs from about 5 to 7, small march followed by a rally. Holding signs and getting the public to put war back in the front of their minds, that the war is healthcare, not warfare, and justice for the Palestinian people, an end to the war in Gaza and throughout the Middle East. KPFK used to have a weekly calendar where events like this, where listener sponsors could submit their calendar items, and they were vetted as whether or not they were consistent with the Pacifica mission of peace and inclusivity and understanding. And that just doesn't happen. There's the calendar is so small and infrequent as to not be available to any listener who tunes in the morning, and maybe only briefly on a weekday afternoon. I think it should be, the calendar should be a cart and it should be run. And I think if the LSB does anything, that we would move back towards a community calendar model with regular carts and updates and additions, so that we can be more relevant to the lives of our listener sponsors as they move through this world and make principal stands for peace, inclusivity, understanding, environmental justice, social justice, education, and the arts.
Thank you, Jack. Harvey, and then Myla, and then Marcy. Harvey Wasserman, you're up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you, Jim Dingman, for your great work raising these larger issues. Really appreciate it, Michael Novick. Thank you for your good work and for reminding us that our environmental programs are off. And Janine, thanks for raising the staff issue. My email is solartopia@gmail. Solartopia@gmail. All of you who want to be, we don't have enough interpersonal contact. I think that's a big problem here. Anybody who wants to email me, please do. And if you want to talk on the phone, include your phone number. It was just too much lack of communication. I want to raise, very importantly, the atomic reactor issue. Gavin Newsom has stabbed us all in the back. There was a deal to shut the atomic reactors at Diablo Canyon. We have seen in this horrible tragedy, and I'm in a house that's surrounded by four fires. I'm within 4 miles of four fires. And God forbid that the nuclear reactors at Diablo Canyon would blow up, which they very much could, and send a radioactive cloud into this town. There is absolutely, we've seen government is completely incapable of dealing with a natural disaster, and that would forever terminate us. The number one issue that we face is to shut those reactors before they blow up and turn this into a radioactive wasteland. If we had our show, I'd be talking about that. If you want to email me about it, please do. But we are, Milo and I and the others who've been dealing with the nuclear issue for this long, are starting a campaign redoubled to get Newsom, who is single-handedly responsible for keeping those reactors open, to shut them down before we are looking at a radioactive wasteland here. Thank you very much. No nukes. And please do contact me, everybody, if you wish. Solartopia@gmail.
Thank you, Harvey. And thank you for your show and for your excellent writing. Myla, you're up, and then Marcy.
Yes, thank you, Tatanka. First of all, I want to thank Jack Neff for raising an issue that has been foremost on my mind. I think that it's really very important to bring back the community calendar that was heard regularly on KPFK. And I'm thinking, Jack, maybe we can partner and actually put together some kind of a motion for the board. If we can't get it accomplished some other way, but I agree wholeheartedly that we need that community calendar on KPFK. And Harvey, it's just so vitally important. Many people don't know, but we've been trying to educate them, that we are downwind from a decrepit nuclear power plant that sits on a nest of earthquake faults. And if the unimaginable happens, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Nuclear power is safe until it's not safe. We can have a meltdown. The radioactive cloud would reach the KPFK listening area within 5 hours. And then all of the fire departments and all of the police departments are not going to be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, because we will be immersed in radioactivity. And people, this is very serious, and Gavin Newsom at this point is responsible for keeping those reactors open, and this really needs to be addressed on KPFK airwaves. And I just want to invite everyone, Harvey Wasserman convenes an extraordinary Zoom gathering every Monday from 2 to 4 p.m., and you can find out information about it on Grassroots EP, that's for EP, Edward Pacifica. GrassrootsEdwardPacifica.org. You can find information about these Zoom meetings. We cover the release, we're calling for the release of Leonard Peltier. We just have a few more days to convince Biden to get him released. And I know that Tatanka, you have been working hard on getting Peltier released. And I'd really like you to tell people how that can be accomplished. And I know that I spoke to Carlos, I mean, not to Carlos, Oscar Ulloa earlier. And Oscar, you said that you had some announcements to make. This would be the time period for you to make those announcements. And thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Myla. Marcy, you're up.
Yeah, I just want to say, my name is Marcy Bielma. I've been a 40-year listener donor to KPFK, and I've long heard about the financial dire straits that they've been in. And I think that, upholding the mission statement, I think we're all, have a desire to uphold the public good. So whatever differences we may have on the board, I'm hoping that a greater vision can come forward and we become more functional to be able to serve the public, because I do agree with John Dean saying that, you know, some hard times can be coming up and, you know, we need to do everything we can to keep KPFK going. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marcy. We have old business, new business, and closing, my closing statement. And we also have a time certain of 1:30, which is not going to happen. Rodrigo, did you get a chance, to speak? I can't remember for announcements. Okay. I see you took it down. Okay. So I'm going to, believe everybody had a chance. I'm going to go to old business.
Point
appendix number five,
here.
Motion submitted. Oscar, do you want to, you submitted that motion with Rodrigo?
Information, Chair.
You want to, yes.
Can we include the resolution that was forwarded back in November as well in old business, which had to do with the local news being reinstated as well as Michael Novick?
When did it come in?
I mean, I've said
I'd love 72 hours, but I go to 48, and if when something comes in the last day,
it was a month ago. It was on month ago. It was on the kind of added addendum.
Okay. Well, I can tell you we have a news program. Okay. You know, we have a time certain of 1:30. So I'm going
to,
we're just going to have to,
I move to extend to,
this is why we try to run meetings and not slow it down.
Oscar,
can you speak?
Point of order, Tatanka, this is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Janine Roan has just made a motion to extend time beyond the time certain for adjournment. It would take a 2/3 vote of the body to extend time. So so Ian Johnston has now seconded. So I think that
okay.
We go to a vote immediately on whether or not to extend time, and it would take 2/3 to extend time.
And okay. And the motion was to extend just to complete old business, and it's to include the resolution.
Can you give us a time, like, to extend it? How long on that, Janine?
I think we can just say until we conclude old business.
No, we need a
time. No, we can't do that.
I'm sorry, can I speak? It's very often that you can say that a meeting extends to the completion of a portion of the agenda. There is nothing wrong with that. We do not need to say a time. And, you know, this is part of the problem, is that we say a time and then we're not hitting it. So I'm just saying old business is pretty straightforward, but it should include the resolution that was afforded in November.
I need some help right now. I've been up for days. So, Susan, what do I do here with this resolution?
Be happy to address it. A motion to extend is not debatable. It takes, as Myla said, it takes 2/3. So I suggest you just, I would be a little surprised if you've got 2/3 who wish to extend for, half an hour or an undetermined period of time. I think you're going to be looking at carrying over old business. So I suggest you just take a vote.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take that suggestion. The chair moves that we go to a vote to extend time indefinitely to accomplish old business and until that is completed. So please take the vote.
And a reminder, it takes 2/3. You are already at adjourn. If that motion fails, you are adjourned.
Right. So to support the motion is yes, to say let's extend it an indeterminate amount to take care of appendix number 5 on the old business, and vote no is.
And to include, I'm sorry, Chair, but it is also to include the other resolution that was not included on the agenda, which is old business of over 2 months. So.
And to include everything that came with that, as was just stated by Janine.
Tatanka, so, clarification on what we're voting for. This is Rachel.
Okay.
Since this is old business and should have actually been on today's agenda.
Say a little louder, Rachel.
Since this is old business and should have been on today's agenda, you know, old business.
I still can't hear. Can somebody help me? I can't hear her voice.
I can hear she's saying that old business should have been on the agenda. If I'm not mistaken, it was on the agenda. We have just not gotten to it.
Okay.
So
that's not true. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but that's not true. There is an item.
In other words, the items that you said were not included on the agenda. Okay. Should have been and have not been.
And so therefore at the next meeting, they'd be top of the
agenda. Call for a vote.
They would not be top of the agenda.
Call for a vote.
Okay. Thank you. Let's call for a vote. Okay. Yes is to extend the agenda. No is to not extend the agenda to take care of old business. Secretary, please call the vote. Can you hear me, Secretary?
Where's our secretary?
Did he drop off?
Mr. Thorpe?
Susan, you had volunteered sometimes it's a personal medical thing, but most often it has to do with his technology. So would you please?
Yes, I've got the list. I will take the vote. Apologies let me just say you all are extraordinary. These are incredibly bad times. Yes. You are voting to extend to accomplish old business, including what Janine brought up. No, you are voting to not extend time, and it takes 2/3 to extend time. All right, Rodrigo Argueta, do you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, Rodrigo Argueta, yes. Christina Avalos, yes or no?
No.
Christina Avalos, no.
Marisol Bielma, yes.
Okay. Marisol Bielma, yes. Tatanka Bricka.
Come back to me at the end.
Will do. Rachel Bronchi, yes or no?
Yes, and if it doesn't pass, put it up front next time.
That's not a part of this motion. You can bring that up in a future agenda.
Yes or no right now.
Exactly. Thank you for the reminder. Rachel, you're no, correct? Rachel Brunke, no. Ninelle?
No, yes. I'm yes.
Okay. Apologies, Rachel.
No problem.
Ninelle Citeño.
Yes.
Ninelle Citeño, yes. Ace Estwick. He's absent, right?
Yes, he's absent.
Okay. Ariana Gladney.
She had to leave.
She had to leave. Okay. Jan Goodman. Jan. I'll come back around. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes to Jan?
Yeah. If it was a half hour, I'd say yes, but it definitely no.
Okay. So Jan, no. Nikki Hahn. Yes. Ian Johnston.
Yes.
I think, Ian, did you say yes?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yes.
Correct.
Ian Johnston said yes. Avelia Jones?
No.
Avelia Jones, no. Apologies. Lutembe Chipasha?
Chipasha, you...
Okay. It's okay. With the votes going on, I got to get back.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Chipasha,
I had a call on the end of the line. Chipasha, Lupasha, Luchembe? Is he there? I'll come back. Brenda Martinez isn't there today, right? Jack Neff.
Yeah, I'm voting to extend time.
Yes, okay, Jack Neff, yes. Nancy Naparco. Is Nancy there? Robert Payne.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Nancy, are you voting to extend time indefinitely
yes.
to this meeting?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
What about Myla? What's going on with you?
Okay, so hang on. Going back to the vote, Robert Payne.
No indefinite extension.
Great. Nancy Perlman. Robert Payne votes no. Nancy Perlman.
Next time in the first 2 hours, don't talk about procedure, but let's talk about the radio station.
Hang on. This is a vote yes or no.
But tell me when I can put my 2 cents in, because I'm fed up.
Nancy, are you voting to yes to extend or no not to?
Yes, but tell me when I can talk.
I'm sorry, that's not my decision. It's just a simple yes or no vote. You're voting yes to extend?
Sounds
Nancy,
like yes to
me. Yes to extend? I don't understand what her vote is. Myla?
Huh?
I'm voting no.
Okay. Myla Raisin votes no. Janine Roan?
Yes. Janine votes yes.
Janine votes yes. Oscar Yoya? Oscar? I don't hear him. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
No. Adam Wolman?
No.
Adam, I don't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I'm voting no.
Okay. Adam Wolman votes no. Carlos Zavala?
I can't stay indefinitely no.
No. Okay. Carlos Zavala votes no. I'll come back around. I'll come back. Tatanka, I'll catch you at the end. Okay. I'll see who I've missed. Tapasha Luchembe? Is he still with us? Don't see it. Brenda Martinez isn't there. Nancy Perlman, I didn't understand what your vote is. Are you voting yes to extend indefinitely or are you voting no?
And after the vote, please answer my question, somebody.
How are you voting, Nancy?
I've said it over and over again. I'm sorry I'm not close to the computer. I said yes, and after the vote, I'd like to know when I can put my 2 cents in on this meeting.
Okay, great. So Nancy Perlman votes yes. Oscar Ulloa. I don't see you. Tatanka, do you wish
to vote? I vote no.
You vote no. Okay, so let me see if I can do the count on this. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And so the 2/3 requirement has not been met. The motion fails. The meeting is now adjourned, time certain.
Okay, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. This is Tatanka Bricka, LSB chair. It is January 12th. It is 1:38 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I have no closing statement to make because we ran out of time. So we'll see you all soon. I hope to be in touch with all of you before the next meeting. All right, bye-bye all.
Thank you.
Thank you for everybody.
Thank you, Tatanka.
Thank you, Tatanka.
That would be great if we could all be in touch with you, Tatanka.